Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Geekery Restaurant, and happy to be talking to a new artist we've met, H.A. Han. How's it going, sir?
Very well. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for doing this. We just missed you at the Big B sign. We had other commitments, but thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, it's just coming down the hill to hang out, and I wanted to come by the Geekery and eat and stuff there. Sue had purchased some artwork from me before the restaurant was open. I was like, well, next time at Niagara Falls, I'm going to come. And I came to Comic-Con, and I said, are you open yet? And she said, no. And I said, well, the next time. So here we are.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because she bought Captain America and Iron Man deep-sea diver pictures.
Right.
Where did that idea come from?
I've been painting deep-sea divers for about 6 or 7 years, and they're actually really popular. I don't know why. There's something about, I guess, this lone man at the bottom of the sea walking on his own that seems to appeal to people, and when I started doing the prints for cons, I was like, well, why don't I do some superhero deep sea divers? Does Captain America have his own deep sea diving outfit? And yes, he does. Yes, there it is. So people laugh. You know, they'll be flipping through the prints, and all of a sudden they get to the deep sea diver stuff, and they just think it's hilarious, and it does help break the ice. People seem to enjoy it. So.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting, actually. And you had your portfolio out today. You had a Batman one as well.
We had that Batman.
Definitely Batman would have one.
Of course. Well, that was the thing, is that he is like Iron Man, too, one of those characters that has an outfit for every occasion.
Yeah.
So, of course, Batman has his deep sea diver outfit. I just had to make sure that I put ears on it for some reason. Completely impractical, but there's something about the aesthetic that demands it. You know?
Yeah. Now, you were here for an in-store signing at Big B Comics. What do you think of signings like that? And I know you were talking about having tables at conventions. What do you think of that as well?
I think signings are fantastic. I love them. I love going to them at comic book shops, as well as doing them, being a guest and being invited to do one and draw for people. Growing up, you know, you never knew what your comic book heroes really looked like. You never knew if they were tall or short or what. You just sort of enjoyed the work. But now that everyone's so connected, being able to know that I can come down to Toronto from my house and go meet someone who drew a book that I love is crazy to me.
Yeah.
There are many professional comic book artists in Toronto.
Yeah.
Had I known that growing up, I would have shown up at their house. I would have been knocking on their doors, you know? So I think signings are actually really important to the comic community. They're great for shops. They're great for younger artists like myself who have only been doing comics for a couple of years. You know, they give us a shop, giving you the opportunity to come out and meet people who are potential fans, or also to buy your books, or just to do a drawing for them and learn someone's name is great. You spend a lot of time alone making comic books.
Yeah.
You know, many hours on your own, but maybe the internet to keep you company. So doing a signing is awesome. I was very touched that we were able to put it together and that they asked me to do it, and I'd come back in a heartbeat to do another one.
That's cool. Cool. Now, who were some of your influences, actually?
Oh, well, I'm 43, so
around the same age as me.
Yeah, so it would be George Perez.
Oh, definitely.
John Byrne. I'm a huge Gene Day fan from his run on Master Kung Fu, and also the Marvel 2-in-1 featuring the Thing. Some of my favorite comic work. Michael Golden, of course, his run on the Micronauts and other stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm a massive fan of his. And all that stuff sort of comes from Jack Kirby as well, too, that you see what Byrne was doing and Golden and Gene Day, and they took all the forms that Kirby had begun with and sort of evolved them and made them more modern, and that sort of connection, you know, having loving Kirby, discovering Kirby at the same time, and then starting to buy the X-Men. I mean, I was buying the original Black Queen run. I was alive when, you know, they killed Jean Grey.
Wow.
And as a kid, you'd open up that book, and then you'd open up another comic, and it didn't compare, you know, unless it was Perez or someone, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, those were the guys I followed. I would follow them into any book that they were drawing. I wasn't as much of a fan of writing as I was of art, you know? I was, of course, Claremont's run was incredible.
Oh, definitely.
And that, but I was more about the art than I was about the stories, with many apologies to anyone who wrote comic books in the day.
I met Perez a couple years ago, just totally speechless.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to say. I was talking to Michael Golden at Toronto Comic Con. He's like, are you going to say I've been a fan of yours forever? And I was like, yes, that's what I'm, you know, because I'm sure he gets it all day guys who look like us.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We were the guys who started buying Micronauts. And,
oh, yeah.
And it was still a great feeling. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've been a professional artist selling my work for about 20 years, and I'm still speechless when I run into guys like this. You know, half the reason I even got a table at Toronto Comic Con, I didn't know if my books were going to be available yet from the printer, but it was because Michael Golden was there. I was like,
nice.
I'm doing it.
Yep. Cool. Now, what can you tell us about the homeless G-Man?
The homeless G-Men is, in a nutshell, very much the cops on the run trying to clear their name story that we've seen. You know, the wrongly accused heroes. But then it's got my twist on everything. And the books are very funny. They're packed with action. The characters are very memorable. No one's quite really in their right mind. You know, each character's a little bit different and a little bit damaged. But they've still holding on to the fact that they will eventually clear their names. And so the series picks up where the pieces of the puzzle start to fall into place. It's been 2 years since the event happened. You'll have to read the books to find out what it was. And now they've started piecing together what they need to do and who they need to talk to actually clear their names.
Cool. Now, we were looking through your art a little bit earlier. Do you have a favorite character to draw?
Well, the thing, you always end up, you draw Batman. That's like the guy, and happy Batman Day to everyone.
Yeah,
if you're ever stuck and you don't know what to do, you just draw Batman. And that's great, because he's always there for you as that character. No, depending on how long the ears are at the time, or what logo's on his chest, you always can just draw Batman. I use Facebook or Twitter to find out who I should be drawing. I ask the internet, hey, I got a warm-up, I need to do a warm-up drawing, who should I draw? And the most unique one is the one I pick. Because sometimes I'll say, I just stare at a blank page. I have no idea who to draw, you know? And then, otherwise, I just have 100 drawings of Batman. And,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you a big comic book reader? What are you reading these days?
My favorite books currently are Lazarus, East and West, Manifest Destiny. I'm a huge fan of Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt and Bill Crabtree, the colorist, The Sixth Gun, one of the best books that I discovered that actually really brought me back to comics. Those, I think, are my favorite books that are currently on the shelf right now.
Now, where can people go on social media to check out your stuff?
My Facebook group is The Homeless G-Men, and that has my store. It links to my store there. On Twitter, I'm Mad Craft Shop. On Instagram, I'm Mad Crafty Shay. I have a blog called Smudges and Lines. But who reads blogs these days?
True. Oh, yeah.
My mom's like, did you update the blog? And I'm like, does that really matter? So I love Instagram for throwing up drawings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, that's the best thing, I think, going for a guy like me who does a warm-up drawing almost every single day, you know, boom, it's out there. People get to see it.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us. I really appreciate it, man. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure. Yeah, great to meet you finally. I've been listening to the podcast and seeing photos and seeing what you've been doing, and it's admirable stuff, so I'm glad to be a part
of
it.
Appreciate that a lot, and I'm sure we'll see you around at a con or something in the future.
Of course. Going to Hamilton?
Hoping to.
See you in Hamilton.
All right, see you in Hamilton, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.